All right, now we turn our attention to Bench Club. We're going to be talking to Andrea Denita about the palate cleanser we all need, the light-hearted films and TV shows that we can catch on streaming today or this weekend, especially for this inclement weather. Andrea, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well in bed, so nice and warm.
Oh, how fabulous. I hope you've got your screen nearby. Let's kick off with Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga. You know, I'm so excited to talk about this movie. I had such a tough week last week. I literally was like, as soon as I finished all of my chores, I'm holding on to that movie as the palate cleanser, and it was perfect. Tell me your thoughts.
So I had not been a Eurovision watcher. I knew about it, but I had no idea what it was.
Me neither.
So when I watched this film, I was like, what is happening? I was so lost. I was like, why is it so ridiculous? It made sense for a Will Ferrell film because this is the type of comedy that he does, you know, where he like sincerely and earnestly plays a ridiculous character, but at his core, he doesn't understand why he's ridiculous. So I struggled with it, I have to admit. But then I did some research on Eurovision and I realized that it actually is this ridiculous. Like the real Eurovision is just as over the top with the weird auto-tune, dancey power ballad music. And I was like, this makes sense. So I understand why people enjoy it.
Right. I mean, so for example, Stefan is a big Eurovision fan and loved it. I know nothing about Eurovision and you know nothing about Eurovision, but it doesn't preclude you from enjoying the film and all of its campy nature and its inclusivity. It was fabulous.
I didn't like it, but that's just...
Oh, you didn't like it? Oh, excuse me. So sorry.
I got an earful from CFO and I was like, why are you making me watch this?
No, but then this is great. Okay, so you didn't like it. Are you not a fan of Will Ferrell?
I'm not, no. I've never been a fan of like huge slapstick comedies. I prefer a more sort of subtle intellectual comedy. But that's just a personal preference. I completely understand why Eurovision became so popular, because when the world is as ridiculous as it is for the wrong reasons, watching something this absurd is actually quite like nice.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, okay, so just the premise is two Icelandic, you know, stars or kids who've known each other since they were children and may or may not be siblings, embark on this entire journey to try and win Eurovision. It's a dream that they've always wanted, and they are terrible. Or they're seen at first as terrible, but then they kind of develop and they have to perform this particular song. And how can you not love them after hearing this wonderful Double Trouble?
Sometimes I pinch myself, 'cause I don't know. Am I dreaming now? I wanna stop the clocks and hold you close, but I don't know how.
Andrea, you can't resist. I mean, these are the high-tempo beats Adam Gilchrist was talking about. These are the songs that are doing well.
I like the music, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. It is a musical.
I really did enjoy the music, yeah. And thankfully, it's a musical where Pierce Brosnan doesn't sing.
Yes, we're not here for Mamma Mia. Okay, so talk to me about whether this is a binge or cringe.
I think it's a binge.
Okay.
If you're into that sort of humor.
Fabulous.
If you're not a Will Ferrell fan, if you don't like over-the-top comedy, it's going to be lost on you. But if you need some escapism, if you need a laugh, definitely a binge.
Okay, so let's turn our attention to something a little less ridiculous then. Modern Love. Modern Love is a fantastic New York Times column that was turned into a podcast, in fact. And now there's an anthology series.
Yeah, it's actually quite interesting. What's nice about it is that you don't have to commit to watching the whole series. You can just choose an episode because each story is different. But it's just sweet. It does revolve around love, but it's not just romantic love. It's love in every shape and form. And it has some big stars in it. Dev Patel, Anne Hathaway, Tina Fey, they all make appearances in this. And it's just a nice sort of laid-back, feel warm and fuzzy type of show. It's really nice. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Okay. And it stays firmly within realism too.
Yes, for sure.
Tina Fey, as you say, Dev Patel, Anne Hathaway. Okay, so that's a binge, eh?
Yes, for sure.
And available on Amazon Prime. And then on to Showmax, the show or movie? Run.
Show.
Show. Excuse me, Run, yes.
So this is actually produced by one of my favorites, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who did Fleabag.
Correct.
And essentially, it's about two university sweethearts who haven't seen each other for 15 years. They made a pact that if one texts run to the other and the other replies with the same word, they will drop everything, get on a train, and go on a trip together. And so that's how the story starts. They just leave their lives. One is married with two kids. The other is a motivational speaker who's in a bit of trouble with the media, and he wants to escape. And for the first time in 15 years, they actually decide to do this. The thing is, what happens when you run away from your life? Because your life doesn't disappear. So we follow these two characters on a weird journey. You never really know what's going to happen. And it's fascinating.
I like this, actually. This is something my best friend and I would probably do, where you meet up, because that person is probably the closest thing to your truth, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a reminder of who you were supposed to be. Then you go back to your life and, I suppose, have to reassess.
Exactly. And also it's about first love, because these two are a couple. They were the first people that were vulnerable in front of each other. They told each other deep, dark truths, possibly that they never told anybody else. And now they have to be the person who they are, where that person's image of them is who they were 15 years ago, and full of optimism and full of hope and full of dreams, and how that has like merged with reality. It's a great character study.
Brilliant stuff. So that's a binge for you too?
Definitely.
Excellent. Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga on Netflix, Modern Love on Amazon Prime, Run on Showmax are all binges. Unless you hate campy, ridiculous slapstick comedy, then don't watch Eurovision.
Yeah,
thank you
don't.
So much.